editor attempted to dilute or omit scenes that a certain type of mind might call aphrodisiac. See in this respect the monumental decision rendered December 6, 1933 by the Honorable John M. Woolsey in regard to another, considerably more outspoken book. One would have to forego the publication of Lolita altogether, since those very scenes that one might ineptly accuse of a sensuous existence of their own are the most strictly functional ones in the development of a tragic tale tending unswervingly to nothing less than a moral apotheosis. The cynic may say that commercial pornography makes the same claim. The learned may counter by asserting that H.H.'s Impassioned Confession is a tempest in a test tube, that at least 12% of American adult males, a conservative estimate according to Dr. Blanche Schwartzman, a verbal communication, enjoy yearly, in one way or another, the special experience H.H. describes with such despair. That had our demented diarist gone, in the fatal summer of 1947, to a competent psychopathologist, there would have been no disaster. But then, neither would there have been this book. This commentator may be excused for repeating what he has stressed in his own books and lectures, namely, that offensive is frequently but a synonym for unusual. And a great work of art is, of course, always original, and thus